Hi, I'm Dr. Fred Silva of Arcana Laboratories, coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas, with another installment of Throwback Thursday. Medicine in Ancient Greece, the beginning, the time before Hippocrates. In the era before Hippocrates, a fundamental part of the healing arts was magic and religion, and the first practitioners were sorcerers and witch doctors. In the beginning, the ancient Greek medicine was influenced by nearby regions, Babylonia and Egypt, although possibly also by faraway civilizations such as India and China. Although a majority of Greek thought and writings are lost in the mists of history, it appears that the first mythological Greek medical teacher was Chiron, a human horse mythological figure. Homer stated that Chiron taught Aesculapius the secrets of drugs to relieve pain and stop bleeding. Chiron became so famous that he treated members of noble families, including Jas and Achilles. Homeric heroes became Chiron's apprentices and lived with him during their early years. Aesculapius, the god of medicine, was worshipped in hundreds of temples. The Aesculapians were founded in the 6th century BC and served as mystic centers for medical education for selected priests. The sacred sanctuaries used a healing ritual called incubation or temple sleep, patients sleeping overnight and visited by their dreams of Aesculapius and his daughters Hygieia and Panacea, who gave the patients divine advice and inspiration. The temple patients were also offered hydrotherapy and enjoyed theater, music, poetry, and a good diet. Patients that went to the Aesculapians were usually those that had been given up as incurable by other lay physicians. Aesculapius ceded his mantle to his sons. Aesculapius' father was Apollo. With time, however, the magic and religion and pagan rites in medicine was replaced by Hippocrates' rational approach to medicine. It is said that division in medicine as a science and medicine as an art was an ancient one. There was competition, although they often practiced side by side. Most doctors practiced privately during the early times. The physician's position was somewhat insecure, and they aimed to impress their patient, winning their confidence. Physicians often declined cases that were incurable to avoid any loss of reputation. They adjusted their fees to each patient's means and have treated the poorest without payment. The physicians would travel from place to place. There was no formal education or any curriculum, and even the first real centers of medical excellence, Cos and Knidos, and later the Alexandria Museum, did not provide any legal certification or formal teaching system. Mentoring, the master-apprentice relationship, was highly regarded in Greek antiquity from Homer's time onward. It could be from father to son to physician's assistant. The student learned detailed medical history, family history, cataloged observations, and treatments. His senses of observation was important, and study of excretions was also examined. Practical experience was essential, and according to the Hippocratic texts, quote, "He who aspire to practice surgery must go to war," end of quote. Medical training was open to anyone, and pursuit of medical knowledge was unrestrained. The Babylonians often presented their sick patients at the market in search of physicians who could advertise or try to treat the patient. One presented his reputation by defending his reputation that he had acquired in practice and gaining the patient's confidences. It is said that the only evidence of a completed medical training was the Hippocratic Oath, in addition to attendance at one of the, quote, medical schools, unquote. There was no means to protect the patient from dangerous doctors, in part because at that time in Greece, the region was fragmented into hundreds of independent city-states and the lack of communication. The first medical schools were founded in Greece and in southern Italy, Magna Graecia, regions of Sicily and Calabria. In this early period, the medical schools were formed by influential medical practitioners and their followers. There was no academic building dedicated to training doctors, and the school was essentially wherever its adherents would gather. Surgeons were trained as military surgeons in military campaigns. I will stop with the onset of Hippocratic medicine, in which his immensely influential rational school led to the transition from superstition and magic to empiricism to scientific medicine. It is said that his father was a physician and that Hippocrates traveled to places beyond his birthplace in Cos. But it is also stated that, like Pythagoras, he may not have actually been one individual, but many individuals of the same or similar name. Every medical school nowadays uses some form of a Hippocratic oath, although there are a great many different forms used. The best reference for this is Pikolis et al., Evolution of Medical Education in Ancient Greece, in the Chinese Medical Journal, 2008, Volume 12, Number 21, page 2202. Look it up.
Thank you for listening. This podcast and more can be found in the iTunes and Google Play stores. For more information and educational programming like this, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, or visit us on the web at arcanalabs.com.